You know, it was a great win against a real quality team, and you know, we need that going on the road. So I thought we played well. I thought that we just went through that little stretch there where you know, we didn't execute, and I think that's the thing that I've talked all year long about, consistency. You know, we play well, and then we hit a rut where we don't make the best of decisions and things like that. We get ourselves in trouble, but you know, I think we bailed ourselves out. You know, Channing did a great job for us. And, you know, I thought, once again, Grant was great defensively on Joe Johnson. You know, I don't know. You know, he shoots 5 for 13. I thought he did a great job on him. And even on the three-pointer that he made, that should have been a switch out. So it's a good win. I mean, as I said to our guys, we're approaching this like we're a college team and we're trying to get into the NCAA tournament. So we got 27 games left, and we don't have a conference tournament, so we got to have an at-large bid, and the only way we're going to do that is to have a good enough record in 28 games to do that. So that's the approach that we're taking.
Crawford got hot for a stretch in the fourth quarter. That seemed like you made the decision to trap him, get the ball out of his hands. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we did. We did. A couple of times we let him get too much separation, and he's one of those guys that once he gets hot, you can't turn him off. So rather than have him have the freedom to dance with the ball out there at the top, we just trapped him a little bit, made him give the ball up, and I thought our rotations were pretty good. You know, we just got to be able to finish plays. You know, they switch. We've got a two-guard or you know, a three-man on our five. We got to be able to throw it in there and score. I thought Channing did a good job of it. You know, Gortat had a couple right at the basket. We just got to get him in, and I think that takes him out of that.
You mentioned Channing as another 20-point game for him. Seems to be really getting into it.
I think he's playing really good basketball. You know, he didn't do as good a job on the boards tonight, but he was also playing Josh Smith most of the game, and he was out on the floor. You know, so Josh Smith took a bunch of jump shots tonight, so he wasn't as close to the basket the rebounder. But I thought he did a good job.
Did you end up coming back with Steve a little quicker than you really wanted to?
I don't think I had a choice. You know, the way the game was going, almost 9 minutes, I had to go back with him. You know, and I had to have Channing in there because it was a little bit of a matchup zone. So I thought we responded well and did a good job.
Is that on you guys, Derek, or was it them making that one run after playing back-to-back nights in the fourth quarter? Is that you guys struggling? You knew they were going to make one run.
Yeah, I just thought we didn't do a very good job of our decisions at the start of the first quarter, at the fourth quarter. I mean, we didn't do a very good job, and we didn't do a very good job of executing. And as I said, we get the ball right into the post. We got to be able to complete those. And, you know, we stuck Grant down there, and he did a good job. We stuck Channing down there, and Channing came through for us.
Several contributors tonight, six guys, double figures, are scoring pretty even out.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that group did a great job in the second quarter for us. You know, Peaches did a great job. He makes two threes, and then he decides that he's Steve Nash. I don't understand that one. He has a wide-open three that he passes on. But I thought, for the most part, those guys did a good job for us and actually got us the lead, you know. And in the fourth quarter, we didn't execute. And, you know, that's the Jekyll and Hyde part of you know, what the second unit has kind of been this year. We just got to get more consistency out of them. And, you know, I thought Akeem Ward came in and did a really good job for us. But we have to feel like that's what we're going to get every time out. And so far, that hadn't been the case.
On this college thing, are you like a bracket buster or a play-in game?
No, we're not trying to be the play-in game. We're not. We don't want to be the.
You know,
64. We don't want to be 65 or 66. We got to try to get in. You know, we want to be anywhere from a 5 seed and up. Okay, which means that we've got to have a good record the last 27 games.
You have a little pool and everything, brackets.
I don't know if we'll do that. We just, like I said, there is no conference tournament. We got to play our way in.
You mentioned the last 27 games. How important is it to start off well, like you mentioned before, going on such a long
Well, we're going to have to play well. I mean, we know that, and we've got a very difficult schedule. You know, we have 14 games left against, you know, plus 500 teams, and the worst of those teams is, you know, plus 8, you know, over 500. So, you know, San Antonio's plus 46, and Dallas, and, you know, we know what we have ahead of us, and we're just going to have to face it and do the very best we can and compete and see what happens.
JD got his third dunk of the year. Do you see him in the slam dunk contest next year?
Not in this lifetime, no. All right, thanks, Brad.